Gus Loses His Grip, written by David Powlison, illustrated by Joe Hawks. Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Mulberry Meadow was lined with towering trees. In the hollow of the great maple lived Papa, Mama, Gus, and Gwen Raccoon. One evening, as they ventured across the pond for a bite to eat, Gus hopped on a log and dashed to the other side. He wanted to be the first to get to the strawberry patch on the other side of the pond. As he quickly filled his paws with strawberries, Mama joked, "Gus, be sure to save some for the rest of us." Gus loved berries. Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, any berries. He also loved sugar snap peas and sweets from the candy shop. Gus loved sweets. He loved everything sweet. Gwen said, "These strawberries are great, and tomorrow is Easter. We're gonna get lots of goodies." Gus paused to picture his basket filled with luscious sweets. He loved Easter. Later that evening, Gus climbed into bed and peeked under his pillow, where he kept his secret stash of sweets. He knew the rules, no candy in his bedroom, but Gus needed sweets, especially before bed. He reached under his pillow. Now, where could they be? He searched inside the pillowcase. He threw back the covers and searched some more. He paced the floor. Where did his candy go? And then he remembered. He ate it all last night, every last piece. He simply couldn't stop, and now he had nothing. "I'll never fall asleep," he thought. He collapsed on the bed and stared at the ceiling. Finally, he did fall asleep. The next morning, Gus rubbed his tired eyes. He felt dreadful until he remembered it was Easter. He raced down the stairs to find his basket stuffed with green grass and mounds of sweets. Maple-covered eggs, gummy worms, and fruit leathers. His eyes grew wide as he dug his paws deep into his basket. Mama said, "Good morning, Gus. Remember, no sweets till after breakfast. Papa's ready to read the Easter story from the great book. Let's gather around the table." As was their tradition, the raccoon family listened to Papa read from the great book the wonderful story of how God sent his own son, Jesus, to love his people and die for their sins. When Papa got to the best part, "The tomb is empty. Jesus rose from the dead." Gus wasn't really listening. He kept thinking about his sweets, and he completely missed the sweetness of the story. As soon as Papa closed the great book and they finished breakfast, Gus rushed to his basket. He devoured an egg. He crammed 3 gummy worms into his mouth. Then he reached for a fruit leather, and Papa said, "All right, Gus, that's enough. It's time to get ready for church." Several days later, Gus's basket was empty, but he was still craving more sweets. Mama was writing her shopping list and gathering bags for the market. She said, "Gus, Gwen, it's time to go." The kids raced down the stairs. Papa said, "I'll meet you there. Gus can help me fish for dinner." Once they arrived at the market, Mama zipped from stand to stand with Gwen and Gus in tow. She was happily purchasing food and fabric and fancy trinkets. Raccoons loved a good bargain. At each new shop, she seemed to find another thing she needed to have. And the after Easter prices were great. Even Mr. Hawkster's candy shop was having a sale. Gus said, "I'd like some candy." And Mama replied, "You have plenty of candy at home." Mama didn't know that Gus had already eaten all of his Easter candy. And Gus didn't tell her. Mr. Hawkster called, "You're welcome to try a piece if it's okay with your mom. Look, your friend Lyle, he's at the counter right now, choosing his piece." As the moms chatted together and Mr. Hawkster helped another customer, they didn't notice what was happening behind them at the candy counter. Lyle was taking more and more samples, filling his cheeks, paws, and pockets to the brim. He winked at Gus, who also began filling his paws. Moments later, Papa arrived, and upon seeing all of Mama's bags, he said, "Goodness, Mama, we'll have bags hanging from our tails. Where are we going to put all of this stuff?" Mama replied, "Just a couple more stands to go." Gwen happily trailed behind Mama. Papa held out his paw to Gus and said, "I'm sure the fish are biting. Let's go." Papa reached for Gus's paw and found it full of sweets. All of a sudden, Gus lost his grip. The candy in his paws dribbled to the ground like a leaking faucet, as if in slow motion, one piece fell after another. Candy eggs, leathers, gummies, and berries covered the ground, and Gus looked sadly down. He thought, "Now I'm in trouble." And he was. Papa's eyes widened. "How did you get all this candy?" Gus whispered, "Mr. Hogser's store, he told Lyle and me to take one, but then we couldn't stop." Papa said, "We're going to return all of this to Mr. Hogster right now." Gus slunk back into Mr. Hogster's store. He'd rather be anywhere than here, doing anything but this. He had completely lost his sweet tooth. Now he felt sick to his stomach. Gus said to Mr. Hogster, "I stole this from you. I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me." Gus set the eggs, leathers, gummies, and berries on the counter. Mr. Hogster replied, "Thanks for your honesty, Gus. I do forgive you." As Papa and Gus walked away, Papa noticed a sale sign above Hedgehog's hardware store, 50% off fishing lures. Papa said, "Let's stop in. I just need a couple more lures." After several minutes, Papa filled an entire shopping basket and was eyeing the fly rods. Gus tugged on Papa's paw, and Papa said, "Okay, let's go. I'll just come back later." When they arrived at the pond and sat on the fishing log, Papa asked, "Are you ready to tell me why your paws were stuffed with sweets?" Gus looked up at Papa's concerned face. He remembered all of the sneaking around of the last few weeks. The candy hidden in the pillowcase, hiding the wrappers in the morning, and the way he was always thinking about getting more candy. All of a sudden, he was tired of hiding, so he told Papa everything. Papa asked, "Did eating all that candy make you happy?" "When I was eating it, I felt great. But then, I always wanted more, and I kept thinking about how to get more and more. And now, I feel awful," Gus replied. Papa looked at his own bag from Hedgehog's Hardware. He looked at his new fishing pole. Then he said, "You're not the only one who wants more and more. I think I can learn a lesson too." Papa continued, "You know, Gus, there's nothing wrong with eating candy every once in a while. You know, God made sweets for us to enjoy. I think Jesus must have liked sweets too. But when we love something too much, it gets a grip on us, and we lose our grip on what is really important. We want something more than we love Jesus. We lose our grip on what makes us really happy. The great book calls that sin." Gus said, "It reminds me of when I thought I needed my Easter basket more than hearing the story of how Jesus saves me from what I do wrong." Papa agreed, "Yes, you're not alone, Gus. Mama and I struggle too. I'm beginning to see all the areas where God might want me to loose my grip." Papa agreed, "Yes, you're not alone, Gus. Mama and I struggle too. I'm beginning to see all the areas where God might want me to loose my grip. You know, that's why we need Jesus. We can't stop eating too many sweets, buying too many trinkets at the market, or buying too many fishing lures and poles without help from Him. What we think we need grips us, but our sin is not too strong for Jesus. Papa took a pencil and two scraps of paper from the pocket of his overalls. Here is a verse from the great book that we all need to remember, he said. He wrote it twice and handed one to Gus, and he tucked one into his overall pocket. Gus laughed and said, "Now we can remind each other that only Jesus can help us loose our grip." "Yes," Papa said. "When Jesus holds us, we learn to loosen our grip on the things we hold too tightly. And once we loose our grip on what we want, we can notice all the wonderful things that God has given us to enjoy. The great book says, 'Taste and see that the Lord is good.' Look around at all the things you can see that the Lord has given us." "Well," said Gus slowly, "I can see and hear a red bird singing. That's pretty sweet. I can feel a breeze blowing, and that's pretty sweet on a hot day. And having time to fish with you makes me really happy. And there's Mama and Gwen picking strawberries for our dinner," added Papa. "That will taste delicious. So, what do you say? Should we continue fishing, or do we have enough?" Gus replied, "I think we have just enough," and he smiled. Just then, Mama called from across the pond, "Time for dinner, and dessert is going to be strawberries and cream." Papa and Gus hopped across the pond on the log bridge and joined Mama and Gwen for a sweet family time.